Arkansas's Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson and conservative legislature have planned $835 million in cuts to the state's Medicaid spending, largely on people with disabilities. Tuesday, the state legislature will vote on finalizing part of the changes. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports, if changes are approved, some toddlers with disabilities may no longer be eligible for Medicaid-funded programs.
If the rule is changed, over 3,300 kids with developmental disabilities must meet stricter criteria or be moved out of Medicaid-funded daycares and into Head Start next year. Arkansas Department of Human Services Head of Disability Services, Melissa Stone, says the kids cost the state about $22 million Medicaid dollars a year. She says to stay put, they would need to be tested for speech, occupational, and physical therapy, and that is raising standards.
It's raising the bar, and it's saying these kids deserve to have all these services. They shouldn't have to go somewhere else if they need them, and you should be required to provide them.
But the proposed rule worries Brett Chancellor, who sits on the board of the state's Developmental Disability Providers Association. He says most providers in his group already offer those therapies when they're needed, and he says those 3,300-plus kids who don't qualify for therapies like speech and physical therapy still need the support they get in a developmental daycare.
You know, it doesn't take a far stretch of the imagination to see that, you know, a child who has cognitive delays can be just as delayed and just as far, fall just as far behind in life as someone with physical delays, if not more so.
The department is setting up a panel to track the kids who may be moved out of Medicaid programs. That's to make sure their care is successful and there are enough Head Start slots for them. Overall, the department has agreed to cut $232 million of Medicaid spending. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.